Hi, DWA. This is Not So Much Vanilla, and I'm here with my friend.
Sugar and Spite, 1440.
And we're going to do the Proust-style questionnaire. I don't think you've ever done one of these, have you, Sugar?
I have not.
Are you nervous?
Yes.
Okay, so let's just get right into it, shall we? Question number one. What's your gender and sexual orientation?
I am female and straight-ish, I guess.
Straight-ish, I guess. Okay, so talk to me about that.
Okay, well, one of the last recordings that I put up, I know it's been a while since I've been around, but, you know, life, stuff happens. Yeah. But, the last recording that I put up was a real encounter situation that happened several years ago.
I remember that one. That one was exceptional, I'm just saying.
Thank you.
So tell me about that recording, then. It's a real thing that happened.
Yeah.
So...
It's a real thing that happened. It was, as I said in the story, it was my neighbor's sister. Some of the details were changed just a little bit. It was kind of more of a compression of a couple of different episodes, mm-hmm. I guess you could say.
Yeah, I've done that too. Okay, so, number two, what gets you turned on?
I think that probably the most sexy thing to me is intelligence, and kind of like, you know, when you have that kind of like back and forth, sexy banter, flirtatiousness kind of stuff, that to me is so very sexy.
You and I agree on that subject.
I don't know if you remember a couple of months ago when you and I were kind of torturing TYO a bit. Yeah. That I told him, I was like, I'm sorry, it's kind of at your expense, but that's been like the highlight of my month.
Yeah, there's something about sparring a little bit.
Yeah, right? It like is.
A little bit of fight plus a little bit of affection. It's that combination's fun.
Yeah. Because it makes you think, and it, you know, you click on the toes, and I don't know, I think you really get to kind of see like how the other person like, you know, reacts to things and how they work, you know, as a person, because you have to see like how they react and you know, just like what they do, and I just think that's really sexy. You know, most people are like, oh, well, you know, if this person looks this way or whatever, but I'm just like, you can look, you know, like Abercrombie model, but they're dumb as a bag of rocks. I'm not interested. I'm sorry. I know that sounds really bad, but
yeah. There's something about being slightly unpredictable too, right? Like just a little bit, you kind of wonder what's going on behind those eyes.
Oh yeah. Knowing that it could be a...
Yes, that's exactly it. Number three, what's the characteristic that defines your sexuality?
That defines my sexuality. Jeez.
Put yourself in a box, dear.
I would have to say that I definitely came into my sexuality much later than probably a lot of people do. I have always been very curious, I guess by nature, read a whole lot. I have like a ton of like erotica novels and romance novels and stuff like that. So I guess I explored a lot like in my head vicariously kind of through that stuff. I'm very good at kind of putting myself in other people's positions, other people's places, and kind of can imagine things really well. So that kind of helped me determine what I kind of thought was interesting, what I thought I might one day want to explore. So that, more than anything, curiosity and maybe a little bit of playfulness are the best characteristics, the best words. I'm not someone that jumps in feet first by any means, because I've not dated that many people in my life. I've only seriously dated like 4 guys, the last one being my husband. So, but I definitely think curious and playful are the best definers of that.
I think that's an excellent combination, and you have one heck of an imagination. It's fantastic.
Oh, thank you.
Number 4. What's your favorite sexual act? Ooh.
Okay. Okay, I'm really, really trying hard not to be, like, shy. But
have a drink, my friend.
I know. I keep sneaking them when you're asking the questions. I know this is probably really cliche, but I mean, a girl doesn't like it when a guy goes down with her. I mean, it's like, okay. I mean, it's so cliche, but it's very nice.
Okay, so, but here's the thing about cliches. I have a few rather cliche things that I like too, just a touch. And I have been, I've been told that cliches happen for a reason. And I mean, you know, cliches happen for a reason, and it's usually because there's something to it. So,
good point.
Yeah.
Good point.
If you like to be gone down on, you go ahead and say that, because it's delightful.
Well, that's the top of the box there. That was an unfortunate word to use, wasn't it?
the top of the list, yes.
Oh, goodness, this is going to be interesting. Okay.
Yeah, it's going to be good, you know it.
Next!
Number 5, what qualities in the lover are most effective at seducing you?
Okay, we already talked about intelligence. I really, really, really enjoy humor and friendship with a partner. I know that particularly, which my husband and I kind of, when we got together, like, we were a little bit kind of slow to get things started. We met and were friends for over a year before we ever started dating. So, I really like that kind of opportunity to get to know somebody, and he's really funny. He's very much the smartass. Mm-hmm. And
the smartass as though you're not.
Okay, anything and everything that I have gleaned from that man over the last 5 years. But, well, yeah, so he kept me laughing, and he was always like, you know, just, he was a really good listener, and he was just like, kept me back, and he's my best friend. So.
Aww.
Cheesy, I know, but.
You know what? Once again, cheesy happens. I could give you all kinds of cheesy stories about my man, too. So, it's just... I think it's sweet. 6. What's your idea of a good sexual encounter? If I could use my words right.
Oh, goodness. I think there's 2 routes that you can go with this. I know that, a lot of times when you have something kind of planned, like an evening where you like go out and then come back and you have a bubble bath with a glass of wine and, you know, you take your time and you're very slow and everything. But I think that can be very sensual and very sexy. But then there's also these times when it's like, you know, you're making dinner and you're standing at the stove and you're like, what do you want? And then it's like, turn you around and kiss you. And like, the next thing you know, stuff's burning on the stove. So, I mean, there's, I guess both of those situations have their merits. I don't know, because you wouldn't want necessarily one or the other only. Yeah, one that's definitely like, I guess even in the slow seduction scenario, one that kind of becomes more than what you expect, one where it's really just you and that person, and you connect on such a level that's just so hard to describe, mm-hmm. but it's like I said, back to the friendship thing, it's like you're just there with your best friend, and sometimes, you know, silly things happen, and you laugh, and it's just like, it's just fun. I don't know how to describe that other than that. It's just, you have a good time, and you're just there being with each other, you know?
Mm, I totally get that. Mm-hmm. Aww. Now I'm all feely and whatnot.
I know, I'm sorry, I'm being very girly tonight.
Sorry. No, it's nice. Number 7. When you want to feel sexy, what's your favorite color to wear, and how do you prepare yourself?
Oh, goodness. I think my favorite color to wear is black. Black is very, mm-hmm. like, slimming, it's very, like, seductive, it's very femme fatale, mm-hmm. which I'm totally not, but it'll take good to that headspace.
That's okay.
How do I prepare myself? Once again, you go back to the intellect thing, just thinking about the scenario in your head, going over it, over and over, about, oh, okay, well, what if this happened? Well, what if I did this instead? Okay, well, we could do this. Just kind of like thinking about it, planning it out, you can get that like, anticipation, you know?
Mm-hmm. And, so then, side question, uh-huh. we'll call it 7A, are you usually the one that's preparing for those sorts of things, or you like to plan, don't you?
Oh my god, you have no idea. You have no idea. We actually have, we're both planners, but that's part of being trained as an engineer. I mean, we have spreadsheets for everything. We have 5-year plans. I mean, the whole deal. There's a lot of planning. Yes.
Uh huh.
Yes.
Okay.
You should see.
So question number.
Oh, sorry. I was gonna say you should see like my. I have plans for my Legos too. I'm like all the things I want to get. Like when I want to get them, and what like things I want to do with them. I have lists for my Legos too. Yeah.
Which goes back to the playfulness.
Yeah.
Those Legos.
Oh god, I'm such a good kid. Like, I would totally, like the other afternoon when I emailed you, it's like, I've had a bad day today, I'm gonna go home and drink chocolate milk, play with Legos, and watch Adventure Time.
And that was definitely the highlight of my day, because I was in the middle of a pretty bad one myself.
Yeah.
Number 8, and I'm super curious about this one. What fictional character or living personality turns you on the most? Could be a hero, heroine, actor, actress, etc.
Oh my goodness. Okay. It's so hard. Okay, a fictional character. I'll pick fictional character because okay. So in my writing okay, so you know I do a lot of writing, and all the stories I put up on GWA are me reading my own stories that I write. And basically, mm-hmm. it was that I couldn't find, like, any porn or anything that I liked. It was all like, this is dumb, this sucks, this is so fake, it's all this, like, it just was, ugh, waste of time. Mm-hmm. So I started writing stuff, like, if I were going to make, like, erotic material, if I were going to make, like, a porn film or something, what would I want to see? And so that's where all of my writing comes from. It's, like, it's my, like, own fantasies. And it might be, you know, changed for the story, or it might be tweaked a little bit, but mm-hmm. that's pretty much where everything comes from. It's all a fantasy that I have in my head that I'm like, I'm going to sit down and write this out. So mm-hmm. my answer is fictional character. It's all my heroes. In my stories that I write, because I mean, literally, that's my those are my fantasies I'm writing down. So
your heroes are pretty sexy, though. I mean,
There's this one that's one of my screenplays. It's a British spy. And, oh my god! I wish I could like wish him into existence. I've always been, like, a fan of James Bond, so...
My favorite of yours is one that has not been published yet, and I'm pretty excited about that.
Oh, which one?
Well, it's one that you told me about not too long ago. Or that you were going to record not too long ago. I don't want to give it away because I don't know if you're going to be, like, when it happens, what's going to happen.
Are you talking about the potential collaboration?
Yeah, that one.
Okay, yes, I'm hoping that works out too. I'll keep you updated. We're both very busy, but, you know, I'll definitely let you know.
That character is super hot.
Oh god, yes I know, he totally is. And it goes back to the creativity. Like, he's very creative, a very creative character.
Yes, he is. It's fantastic. I love your writing, I'm just saying.
Thank you.
Love it. Number 9. Who turned you on most in your life? A crush, significant other, teacher, anyone else who is currently in your life?
Oh, gosh. That's not a fair question. If this were before GWA, I'd be like, oh, this, like, one thing or this one person. But now, since listening to GWA, it's like I have, like, 4 or 5 people that I literally will... drop everything. I'm like, okay, this person put a post up. I need to listen to it right now. So.
I'm so curious.
Oh. Oh, goodness. I guess this is shout out time, huh? Oh, my goodness. Whenever you post, I always definitely listen. And, this is going to sound so corny because everybody mentions TYO when they put interviews and stuff, but definitely his stuff. He's actually why I came to, like, found GWA, so definitely his stuff, and The Englishman, Llewellyn. What can I say? I'm a sucker for accents. I am such a sucker for accents. It's bad. It's so bad. My husband's company is, I think I've told you this before, his company is, the headquarters are in France, and so whenever they send the French guys over, I'm like, I need to go to that dinner and, like, sit with you guys. I need you to invite me to that so I can listen to them. And I just like to say, just listen to them. It's wonderful.
Yeah, there are a few really good ones, too, right now. I mean, you know, that are, even if they didn't have the accent, they'd be yummy anyway, you know. They have that other thing, too. There's one, oh, God, I don't know if you've heard him yet. He's only posted one thing plus his verification, but his name is Dregnoth? Dregnoth?
I have seen that, but I have not listened yet.
I suggest you do after we're done with this call.
Okay. On the list.
Okay, so,
right underneath that first thing.
Yes. Let's see. Number 10. What are your favorite names to be called during a sexual encounter?
Oh, goodness. Okay. Oh, God. Okay. So,
have a drink and spit it out.
I was like, we're going to get this out. Yeah, so, during more adventurous liaisons, I like the whole, you know, pull the hair a little bit and be like, you know, something like that. Like, you know, when I'm in that specific mood of, like, you know, that specific kind of, I'm not particularly submissive, but when you're in that kind of, like, encounter, when you're in that scenario and it's like things are just kind of happening and then all of a sudden it's like grab you by the hair and be like, hold still, that, you know, or something. Or,
oh, I do love that.
There's something about being, I guess, like, this is gonna sound so, like, archaic, but there's something about being, you know, about being desired and about, I don't think it's a good thing to objectify someone, but I think there's just something about being in that situation of, like, that person wants you, and they desire you, and they just want to use you.
Yeah.
And so, things like that, yeah. Like, mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it's funny, there are things that you wouldn't accept in your real life that are totally acceptable when you're in bed.
Well, yeah, and it's a whole, like, trusting and exposure and vulnerability that, yeah,
mm-hmm.
you wouldn't trust just anybody with, but yeah, definitely, like, the, you know, my dirty girl, my little slut, my little, you know, that kind of stuff.
So is it attached to the word my, by any chance? My dirty girl, my slut?
Yes. Mm. I'm pretty sure that if this called me whore, might be like, excuse me. but yeah, you're like, you know, in bed, you're trying to do one thing, and he wants you to do something else, and he just like pulls your ear, like, listen here, and like, you know, my little whatever. And yeah, that's. We're going to do this.
That sounds like. number 11. Which sexual talent would you like to be gifted with the most? No gag reflex, porn star sized cum shots, being super flexible, etc., etc.
Oh goodness. I think that this is admitting a lot. I don't particularly. I don't know how to describe it. It's not that I don't have a gag reflex, but it's like I can almost control that. You know what I mean? Like, I can think about it and I'm like, okay, mm-hmm. this is what's going on. Calm down. And like, it doesn't happen. So I can control mm-hmm. that. So that's not an issue. And this is it's totally selfish, but definitely super flexible. Like, I think that'd be awesome. I've always been jealous mm-hmm. of these people that can like do splits and stuff. Flexibility. That'd be my superpower.
Why is that selfish? I'm curious.
I would be Elastigirl.
That benefits everybody involved.
Yeah, I'd be Elastigirl.
I like that. Mm-hmm. number 12. How did you find out about GWA and why did you start posting?
Okay. I mentioned a little bit of something about this earlier. About a year or so ago, I came across this podcast that talks about all sorts of stuff that's like BDSM related or like alternative lifestyle related, and they mentioned something called like oral stimulation, and I was like,
R-L-A-U-R-A?
Yeah. Like what GWA is, you know, and I was like, huh, mm-hmm. because, you know, like I said, I never really felt so I was like, okay, this looks different. So I went to the website they talked about, which was an Australian website that didn't, unfortunately, have a lot of stuff. You know, they haven't updated in over a year or two, I think, anyway. So I went through their stuff really quickly. But I started listening to it, and I was like, I can get into this. Because, once again, it's like, goes back to, like, you know, the mind and, like, imagination. And, like, your imagination's always way better, anyway. And...
Mm-hmm.
I listened through most of their stuff pretty quickly, and I got kind of bored with it because, like I said, they didn't update a whole lot. And so, after a while, I was like, there's got to be more of this stuff out there. So, I googled, like, male accent, you know, audio erotica, mm-hmm. and there was several different leaks that came up that I looked at, and one of them was for a Tumblr, which I think has been actually mentioned before or something, called Moaning Men. And it's technically mm-hmm. like a male-for-male site, but I was like scrolling through some of the stuff, and I saw this post about, oh, this guy has a great accent, and he's really sexy, blah, blah, blah. And it was a male-for-male post. And it was one of T.Y.O.'s posts that someone had cross-linked. And I was like, oh my god, this is awesome. But it only went to the Soundgasm site. And so I didn't even know anything about GWA at the time. So I, like, listened through probably a good third or half of his stuff, and then I saw his GWA question and answer, and I was like, what's GWA? So then I, like, googled TYO, Golden Wild Audio, and then all this came up, and I was like, oh my god, there's a whole community! This is awesome! It's just, it's there. But, yeah, so I found this whole community. Thought it was great. And I started listening to a whole bunch of stuff. And, actually, you know, PM'd him and was like, this is really cool. And then, you know, kind of became friends with you guys. And then I, made the mistake of sharing a couple of my written works with you guys, and you were like, oh, that would be, you should totally, like, read these and post these. And so after several months of you guys being like, you should post, I caved to the peer pressure.
Well, yeah, that's okay. That's how it happens to everyone.
Yeah.
I succumb to peer pressure, too. Sometimes it's not so bad.
But, yeah. And like I said, I know it's been a little while since I've been on, but I had a project that I was working on, and then knee injury, so it's just not been in the cards right now. Hopefully that will change.
Ooh, number 13. What's your dirtiest fantasy?
Samples of that story that I'm like about 40 pages into, the one about the English gentleman set in the Regency era that's big on that weekend.
I think you sent me the very beginning of it. I don't think I got much of it.
Okay, yeah, so that story is probably my dirtiest fantasy.
So what is it about it?
I guess just the awakening of hedonism of it. Okay, so for the fantasy is, which I'm totally a sucker for, like, Regency era romance novels. I know it's cheesy, but, you know, that's me. I had this, like, whole fantasy thing about, like I said, Regency era, and these gentlemen go on this weekend retreat out in the woods, except they're not, like, it's not really a hunting weekend, it's like a bacchanal kind of weekend where there's, like, costume events, like toga parties and stuff like that, and it's just literally an all-you-can-eat sex buffet. It's just a weekend of debauchery and just, you know, general fun.
An all-you-can-eat sex buffet. I'm going to use that expression sometimes.
Okay. You have my permission.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, but it's just straight up, like, sleeping with as many people as you can, and crazy, like, sex games. I won't go into too much detail, because I'm hoping to finish it and publish it one day, but, like, one of the themes was, there was, like, an actual, like, hunting event, where they had the women that were there, like, go out into the woods and hide, and they had to be found by the guys, and, like, you know, they had numbers written on them, and so whoever tagged, like, the biggest score or whatever, like, got this special prize of, like, getting a fantasy granted or something, and they had, like, there was, like, this whole thing with, like, a harem setting, and, like, just, like I said, just anything and everything, like, a little bit of everything, so it's very, very involved. Yeah.
Oh, I'm very much looking forward to hearing that. Number 14, you ready for this? You might want to have a drink.
Okay. Hold on.
You cracked me up, sugar. What's the kinkiest sex you've ever had? In detail, of course.
Okay. Thinking of two different scenarios in my head, and I'm trying to decide which one.
Why not give us both? I think GWA would be happy to hear them both.
I thought you were. There's something about that. I just knew you were going to say that about three quarters of the way through that sentence. I was like, I probably should stop talking right now. No. Okay. Sorry.
No, I just have a dirty mind, and I want to know.
Okay. So the first one. It was later in the evening, like 2 o'clock in the morning. We live out in the middle of nowhere, like literally there's like this one long street with all of these houses on one side, and it's like all agricultural fields in front and like all agricultural fields behind, and this long straight road you can see for miles. So I was taking the dog out before I put her to bed. It was like 2 o'clock in the morning. And I was just in like this little tank top and these little like pajama shorts. And I was like leaning against the side of the house, which there was stucco on that portion. And I was like, oh, this kind of feels cool against my back. And I started getting naughty thoughts. And I went back inside and my husband was on the computer. He's playing computer games. And I was like, hey, come here for a second. He's so quiet. I was like, come here for a second. And so we went outside and long story short, we had against the house, like in the front yard, and like 2 o'clock in the morning, like anybody driving down the road, or like you know, if a neighbor just happened to call, like for any random reason, 2 o'clock in the morning, they could have seen. But yeah, that's one scenario.
So, what was it about that? Was it that you have a little exhibitionist streak, or was it just that it was a nice night out, or what?
Absolutely the opposite. I'm so shy. I'm one of those people that, like, I was talking about going swimming earlier today. Mm-hmm. I, like, swam in my tank top and, like, my little short shorts because I totally do not have a look-at-me exhibitionist kind of streak. I am actually very concerned with making sure things stay covered up. But it was more, I think, the, like, It was a very safe situation because I knew that, mm-hmm. okay, I would hear a car coming from, like, 2 miles away, or, you know, there's no way anybody's going to come outside because it's, like, 2 o'clock in the morning, right? So it was a safe, quote-unquote, situation, but it was still, like, something could happen. Like, it could be caught. It could be dangerous. So I think a little bit of that of, like, adrenaline, a little bit of danger, you know, mm-hmm. I think that's what made it really safe. And that's one of my fantasies too, is to like find somewhere that I don't have to worry about being like walked in on, like somebody coming up, like somewhere out in the middle of the woods somewhere, and having an outdoor encounter. Which, mm-hmm. I mean, I kind of talked about that in that that reel episode, that reel mm-hmm. event or account that I gave, being out in the woods. There's something very just like. There's just something very, like, freeing about it, you know, just like being outside. I don't know, there's mm-hmm. something about it. It's not exhibitionism, it's not about other people seeing, but it's just about being out of doors. It's just very, it's just fun. You know, it just seems very, like, mm-hmm. it sounds like a good afternoon, which is a good point.
Okay, so you said that there were two fantasies.
Yes, okay. Or two episodes.
Two kinkiest sexes you've ever
had. Okay, and the other one. Was, okay, so, as you know, sometimes I put the engineering degree to naughty use, and I build naughty things.
Yeah, it's spectacular, actually. You're, like, in 30 DIY. Fantastic.
Yes. So, okay. So this spreader bars that I built. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And what did you build those out of? People in GWA probably want to know.
Okay, so I used 3/4-inch wooden dowel, 3-foot dowel, and just use eye bolts, like screw eye bolts, and carabiners. I mean, it's just like super simple. It really is. It's really simple. And there's tons of like YouTube videos on like how to do certain things. Just had the dowel and like cut it to 3 feet and wrapped it with electrical tape. Put the little screw eye bolts in, like measure things out, and put the little carabiners on. And they worked really, you know, they worked really great. So, okay. So, I'm doing visuals. I wish you guys could see this. Okay. So, arms up at the spreader bar, right? But, like, mm-hmm. we had rope tied the bar to the, like, to the bed post, like, to the, yeah, to the bed post. And so I had my wrists up and, you know, I just bought that crop. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Kind of nice, like, alternating, like, bites and, like, little taps of the crop, like, on your inner thigh. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's very nice. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That sounds like a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. Now, were you the one that was, just for clarification, were you the one that was bound, or were you the one that was biting?
I was bound. It was one of those, like, I've had a shitty day, and I just, like, don't need to be here right now, take me somewhere else kind of situation.
Oh, yeah.
And so my husband was very, very, very distracted me. I didn't even know he was going to do the biting thing. I just wanted him to try out the crop, because we had just gotten it, and I was like, I want to try this, and then I was like, wait, ooh, I like, wait, ooh, oh yeah, keep doing that.
Yes, please.
Yeah, it was very nice.
Yep. Ooh, now the Noah's all distracted. Shit. Okay. What's your favorite part of your body, and why?
I like my legs. I like my legs a lot. My legs look mm-hmm. particularly amazing right now, because, as you know, GWA doesn't know, as you know, I play roller derby, so I have awesome legs, because I skate, like, mm-hmm. 7 to, like, 10 hours a week, so, ooh. Yeah, I have amazing calves. You've seen pictures.
Yeah, mm-hmm. They are amazing. Yeah. That, didn't you say there's a thing called, like, derby ass or something like that?
Yes.
That happens when you skate?
Yeah. Well, it's not from skating. The legs are from skating. Derby ass, uh-huh. derby ass is from, like, when you are in what they call derby position, where you're, like, kind of squatted down a little bit, and you're mm-hmm. kind of, like, solid, so that if you get hit, you can, like, take a hit without falling down, and you, like, find your swing and find your balance. And so from basically being in perpetual squat for for hours on end.
My ass hurts.
Yeah, your ass gets pretty solid. And as a matter of fact, there was this one situation where, so I was in the living room, and I don't remember exactly what was going on, but my husband and I were kind of like playfully picking at each other, and he was wanting me to do something, and I was not doing what he wanted me to do. And so he just kind of like smacked my ass, and he was like, ow, that hurt my hand. And I was like, yeah, that's right. Because I was like leaning over to get something. So of course you kind of tighten up even more when you're, you know, kind of leaned over a bit. But yeah, he like hit my hand, and he like grabbed his hand, hit my butt, and he like grabbed his hand, and he was like, oh my God, that hurt my hand. It's like, yep. Yep. Yeah. Sturdy ass for you.
Yeah. I like it.
The last project that I was working on, there were these girls that were trying to do like timed squats and stuff. And so I challenged them. I was like, okay, let's do this. Let's do a timed squat. So they would do like 30 seconds, and they'd be like, oh my God, it's 30 seconds. And I was like, okay. And I stopped at 5 minutes. I was like, if you guys aren't going to participate, I'm just done. So yeah, so I did it for 5 minutes, and then I was like, okay, this is. Everybody's looking at me like I'm an idiot. I'm just sitting here in a squat position for so long. Yeah.
That's fantastic. Well, I think we're all out of questions. Did you have anything that you wanted to add?
I don't know. Not anything in particular that I can think of. Dang. Mm-hmm. Questions for me? I know it's opening potentially a can of worms, but maybe just one or two.
Oh crap, I didn't know that I could ask my own questions too.
Probably a better thing. I'll let you think about it. I probably would have been in some trouble.
Yeah, if you had let me think about it, that would have been bad news for you. But now that I know that's an option, when you decide to do the talk, you let me know.
Okay.
Mom? When are we going to hear something new from you?
Hopefully this week. Mm-hmm. I actually have a couple of ideas that I've been kind of playing around with. I'm trying to do some more stuff other than just my writing, because I'm posting faster than I can write stuff.
Yeah, no. Me too. So, I get that. I tried my first improvisation tonight, and I feel that it probably turned out horribly. Actually, not my first improvisation, but one of my first. My first in a very long time. It's scary as fuck, right? That's okay. Yeah. I mean, you're a beautiful writer, but you are very imaginative,
something. Like I said, there's a couple different scenarios that I was thinking about possibly exploring, so hopefully this week. Mm.
Well, I will stay tuned. I'm not going to ask too many details because I don't want the spoilers, but... Well, this has been so much fun.
Yeah! I'm nearly out of Vernon Pooley. How classy is that, right?
That's okay.